Hey listeners, so another week, another crazy, random, unpredictable snafu in the recording studio. This time, for some reason, the front end of the episode didn't get recorded. It's not that bad, it's just a couple minutes of us introducing ourselves, so I'll do it for you. Welcome to Aggressively Unfunny. I'm Harris Gale.
And I'm Carrie Bilkowski.
And, that's normally how the show starts. So, then we just launch right into it. Enjoy. So I don't have any getting to know us.
Ooh, I got one. You got one? Okay. But you need to have a theme song.
Okay. Bop, bop, bop. Getting to know us.
Stop!
Sorry. Our guess is. I'm so sorry. you know what? We normally incorporate our guests in the show.
Welcome to our guest.
Yeah. Now, I asked you this. Oh, God. I asked you this earlier this week of how to pronounce your last name. And I know it, sort of, because I heard it. Spencer Adamus.
Adamus. Yeah, you got
Spencer Adamus.
You got him.
Nailed it.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Spencer?
I'm terrific.
That's good.
I'm great.
That's good.
This mic is...
A little background for the people at home. Spencer is a comedic person.
Yes, comedian.
I'm a comedic person.
Comedic person.
You go with comedian or comic?
I like either one. You can call me anything.
I'm going to go with comedic person, actually.
Comedic person.
That's what it says on your business card when you handed it to us when you got here.
It does. I shouldn't have got all those made.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a comedic person.
10,000.
Yeah.
And now I'm handing them all out to anybody that's willing to take one.
Yeah. Just completely deadpan, like, I am a comedic person.
I'm a comedic person.
You are.
Take it. Hire me for whatever you feel I'd be good for.
Sir, I'm trying to go to the bathroom here. Please leave
me
alone.
Like, I know. Just take it then, and I will leave you alone. Like, what's your problem?
Just
you're making
drop whatever you're holding and pick up the card.
You know what? I'm going to slip that into your back pocket there. And
Okay, so Carrie.
So getting to know us, yeah. So
it's getting to know us bit.
It's a bit of a multi-part question, but we'll present it to you.
Me?
No.
Okay.
To everyone. Right. If you could go back in time, where would you go, or when would you go, and where, and why?
When would I go, why, and where would I
go? Well, I mean, you know, going back in time is kind of, it's always sort of implied that you're not only going back in time, like you're not going back in time in this room 275
right,
years. You're going back in time into like, you know, feudal England or something like that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm assuming it's feudal England. But you're
sweet.
Going back in time.
That,
sweet.
That.
I think I'd stick with just this room. I want to see what this place looks like 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I would go back in time 2,000 years.
Just in this chair. Actually, I guess there'd be no chair. You'd fall backwards.
There might be a chair. It's made of like concrete or like stone or whatever.
Oh, how crazy would that be?
Yeah. I know what I would do, actually. I would go back in time 3 years, and I go back to Vancouver. Where I went to that mean restaurant where they're really mean to me. That's what I would do.
I would do the same thing. No. I would go back to that one argument that I lost and be like, I've got a.
Oh
I've
my
a
god! I should have said that.
I've prepared a
manifesto.
A presentation on my computer to show you why you're an asshole.
That's actually.
Can we take a step back for a second?
Yep.
Okay, this restaurant you go to, I've heard of these things before. You go there and the wait staff is kind of rude to you and say, "Hey, can I get a refill?" And they say, "Shove it."
And
then they bring you a refill, right?
Yeah, they do. Well, it'd be so bizarre. Are if they didn't. You're like, is this a restaurant? Am I just in somebody's house and I'm unwelcome? No, it's a restaurant in Vancouver, and they're not like hostile, but they're like sassy towards you, and they make fun of your shirt. I did totally throw out the shirt that he made fun of, but it was so much fun, and I was like, I want to work here too. But like, I have worked in the restaurant industry, and I'm like, somebody made this restaurant because they were like so fed up.
Right.
Like, they're like, I'm done with having to like cater.
And it's a great outlet too, because you get like servers who normally wouldn't be able to be like, yeah, get your own goddamn soda or whatever. and then people go there for that. They like welcome the punishment.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
Sorry, I got to dig a little bit more here. You're going back in time. You have an opportunity to go wherever you want. And you can go back to a restaurant that they were mean to you at.
Yeah.
Like, is this so you can like be mean back or like get some revenge?
I know
or...
I could go there today.
Yeah. Like, could you not just like get on one of those WestJet flights for like $122 and go there right now?
Yeah, that's true. But the guy that was working there, what if he doesn't work there anymore? Number one. I also super badly want to remember the roast that he like roasted me with, because I was like, that's so good.
Also, would you order the same thing?
Yeah, okay, for sure, probably. Yeah.
Bring the endorsement.
Just like eggs Benedict, whatever. And he like made fun of me for ordering that. I'm like, it's on your
eggs Benedict.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. I was like, how about settle down?
Yeah, that's, you're reaching for things now.
Nothing. You have nothing. Yeah. No, you're just doing that.
Yeah. Oh, someone wants sugar in his coffee.
Yeah, I wrote a short story about going back in time and killing Hitler, but the ramifications from doing that, it seems obvious. And also it's like, I don't know. I read this whole thing about like the paradox of if you go back in time to try to stop something, you create this crazy paradox, because if you stop it, then your reason for going back in time doesn't exist. So you kind of potentially cancel yourself out. I know,
so,
right?
So without my ears have started bleeding any brains here, let's pretend that the paradoxes aren't really gonna have so much of an effect. So you exist separate of the timeline that you are altering. Is it?
I would
now. If you don't kill Hitler, you're a bad person.
Oh well, man! No, I just realized I chose I would go to a mean restaurant, and you were like, "I would kill Hitler." I was like, "Oh, I guess I know what type of person I am."
I hope the hollandaise was at least made from scratch, like they didn't mix it from a packet.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Hey, different strokes, different folks.
Well then, I. A very selfish man. It's like, you wouldn't stop that genocide? It's like, well, after that, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
But that roast, though.
But that roast was so funny.
I don't know. I'd probably go back to the 90s and grab some So Delicious. They don't make them anymore. Yeah. Gotta get those.
I feel like eBay is an option for that as well. What?
Come on. You think they hold up? You think that if there was a package now from the 90s.
But it's not just like goo at the bottom of a So Delicious package.
Like shriveled thing with like a little bit of sprinkles of sugar on it. Maybe.
I have faith that they've been well preserved.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. What would you do?
Oh, see, having brought this question in, you would have thought that I'd maybe thought about it. Or maybe while you guys were talking about your answers, maybe I would have put some thought into it as well.
Yeah, like... I mean, if we were better at this.
Okay, so I mean, I guess in that case, I would go back to 4 minutes ago and ask a different question.
That's a good answer. Yeah, it's real.
But what if I did that? Then this didn't happen, and paradoxes.
I tried to write a short story for school, and I eventually just backed myself into a corner where I was like, I can't do this because I either have to like set up all this stuff and then deliver on it, or make it all like a Jacob's Ladder situation where it's all a dream. Or that wasn't Jacob's Ladder. Spoiler alert for Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, if you haven't seen it, come on. Like,
there's no like, spoiler moratorium. Usually the rule is, you know, it has to be out in a, like, I used to be out on video, but out in a streaming service or something. Well, if it's been in theaters for 2 weeks, can you spoil it?
Well, I would feel bad about spoiling Black Panther because I saw it last weekend. And
could you spoil it? Are there things that you could spoil by telling me about it?
Yeah, I don't want to. Okay. It was a good movie, though.
Is that like out of reverence and respect for people of color, or you just don't want to?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the type of podcast.
No, it was a really good movie. I have this thing where we'll kind of like watch a trailer to death to psych myself up for it to the point where when I'm actually sitting in the movie, shut up.
Sorry, continue your super cool story.
I do this thing where I watch the trailers and then I get to the point where I'm sitting in the movie and watching it. And I'm like, that scene hasn't happened yet, blah, blah, blah. So, and then it kind of takes away from the impact of the scene. So I felt like the climax didn't hit me as hard as maybe it hit some other people because I was kind of anticipating it.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I remember like watching Three Billboards, like that movie, and then that's a good movie. I remember watching that and then being like the entire time being like, okay, I'm just waiting for her to throw the Molotov cocktail right at this point. Like, I'm still invested, but when is she going to throw a Molotov cocktail?
That's an interesting movie to, like, break down the trailer and, like, rewatch it. I mean, I'm sure it's a good, I haven't actually seen it. I'm sure it's good. But I'm talking, like, I do this for, like, Star Wars and Marvel, like, Three Billboards. Yeah, I gotta analyze this trailer.
We're analyzing Star Wars trailers, so.
Ugh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We already had our Star Wars episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, you can't talk about Star Wars.
I won't get into it then.
Yeah. You won't get into it.
So much to talk about.
Yeah. We did. Mike Green talked about it for a long time.
Already?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Everyone's got an opinion on Star Wars. Yeah, I know. And they are strong.
Yeah, incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are these talkies any good?
Karen so I brought in a bag of talkies. We were talking last week about recommendations, and I recommended the Fuego chili and lime flavor of talkies, and I brought a bag in today.
So I'm not a heat seeker. I should say this out of the gate. I do not. I have a baby mouth that is very sensitive. Baby mouth, and like I. I have a hard time having spices, and I learned this, I've already known this, but now I know that, like, spices before bed are, like, real no-no, because that completely fucks me up.
Just messes up your entire sleep pattern.
So you somehow managed to have a baby mouth, but also be 75 years old. There's spices before bed. Yeah. It's not good for my constitution.
I have a baby mouth, and then also I have to have a lot of Tums after because it just destroys me. So I'm going to go for one of these.
Yeah, help yourself.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
All right, so, I mean, I'm just going to describe what's happening right now. Spencer's reaching into the bag. He's pulling out one of these. If I could describe it, it would be like a round tortilla chip that has been rolled up into a tube shape and then flavored with some red powder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll find the heat builds. It doesn't, like, you don't put it into your mouth and immediately go, ooh, it's spicy.
Oh, that's not good, because I'm like, that isn't even that bad. I'm fired.
Yeah. So it'll catch up to you a little bit.
I shouldn't touch my eyes now.
I would not recommend it. Your hands are bright red right now.
The ingredients on the bottom are like a warning. It's in like a warning font.
Yeah, they do not recommend that you consume these.
Yeah, they're like, don't. Ooh. Whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, it had like a hint of lime, which was real nice.
Yeah, you know, the lime it really keeps it fresh. You know, I like spicy food as much as the next guy. Unless the next guy is you, then I like it more. But you have to have some flavor there. It can't just be all heat.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I enjoy something when you've got like a citrus element, like a lime or, garlicky, things of that nature.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can only do one of those.
Yeah. oh, boy. Oh, that's a party.
Like, I don't know how you eat a whole bag of those. Not that anyone should or does, but I don't know how.
Yeah,
you...
no one ever eats a whole bag of those.
I don't know how you could, though. Isn't your mouth just like on fire? How do you taste things after that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't. That's a like one and done sort of thing.
Well, that's like what you're eating today.
Yeah, no, that's your food for the day. Anything after that
you're not eating anything else
and
after?
2 liters of milk.
Yeah.
Call it a night.
just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You dunk those little fellas in some sour cream.
Sure.
It's a really nice sort of contrast.
Yeah, I'd be okay
Holy
with that.
Shit. Mm. That sounds insane.
It's great.
Yeah.
Are you a heat seeker, a spicy person?
Yeah,
a spicy boy.
A heat seeker. Yeah, I like, but I'm like the same way with you. Like, if it's out of control hot, then it's like, okay, well, what's your deal? Like, what's the point? Why are you doing that to people? Like, I bought this hot sauce I didn't buy it actually. It was just for some reason in my house. And I didn't buy
hot sauce. They show up.
Yeah,
there.
It was just there. Like, I opened a cupboard. I was looking for like sriracha or something, and I was like, oh, what's this? It was called Ass Blaster. First of all, I should have like taken that. That's what it was called. That's what it was called. And I don't, I did not buy that. I wasn't like, unless I was like super hammered at Sobeys and was like, that's so funny. I didn't buy that. But
my ass could use it. Yeah. Like,
you buy it ironically.
Yeah. It like made me sick. It was so spicy. Yeah. Like I put it on like eggs or something like that. And I was like, no, I'm not having breakfast or lunch after this. Like I'm actually really furious about it. I felt like calling them and being like, what the fuck, guys? Like, what is the problem?
But then you're the guy calling ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys
exactly.
made it too hot.
I can't. And they're like, we know.
Yeah. It's better if
that's
you call them
the
in
point.
Tears. Like,
yeah.
It's so spicy.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. It's like, well, just read the fine print.
I don't know. Like my dad, he likes spicy food too. And my stepmom would spend evenings like making dinner like for the whole family. Yeah. And I would sit down for, you know, like as a cook, you make the, you said you were a cook at one point, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Right. I have cooked food.
Okay. As a person who has cooked food,
good job.
As a person who's cooked food, you know that you have to get some flavors together and you want to actually make it taste good.
Yeah. Like food.
Like food. Food adjacent. Yeah. My dad would just cover it in like hot sauce, and to my stepmom's chagrin every time, because it was just like, what? And I feel like if you're doing, first of all, it seems a little bit disrespectful to the cook.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it all the time.
Yeah. That's because
then
true. Just,
but then everything tastes like spicy. And if everything tastes like spicy, nothing tastes like anything. That's my theory.
Yeah. No, that's
was your
theory.
Dad a smoker? Did he smoke cigarettes?
When he was in his like 30s, probably. Yeah.
Let me say, I used to smoke. I smoked cigarettes for 15 years. Yeah. When I did, my heat tolerance was much higher.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah. So, that makes sense.
You know, speaking of heat tolerance, we're going to go to a short break and we'll be right
classic
back.
Classic segue.
Yeah.
Oh, we're coming.
It's so bad. And I was like,
Spencer.
And we're back.
Oh, boy. Sorry. No. No, that's fine. We're just coming back from you. If you're preparing some hot ranch.
Yeah, let's talk about
for those of you who weren't in this room during the break, Harris was discussing how he would enjoy these Takis dipped in
some cool ranch. I think that's a normal thing to say. It's a flavor, but it's also a dip that could be chilled and cooled.
Okay.
So cool,
let's
ranch.
Just dissect it again. Yeah. You were saying a temperature and then a sauce. Yeah. Not a sauce. Just like there's no sauce called Cool Ranch.
I would call it Cool Ranch. I know. Ranch dressing. Would I know. You? But you got ranch dressing that goes on a salad, right?
Yeah.
Ranch.
And then, sure. Okay. For all intents and purposes, ranch.
Okay.
And then you've got a dip that you dip chips in.
Yeah, ranch.
Is that ranch dressing? Or is that just ranch?
If it's not on a salad, is it dressing?
Yeah, it's not a dressing.
Okay, so it's ranch.
It's Cool Ranch.
Oh my God.
I'm being willfully ignorant right now. Just,
I don't think we're going to crack this.
Frustrated listener, yeah. So anyway, so Cool Ranch. You're making Cool Ranch. And then but if there's Cool Ranch, is there Hot Ranch?
God, I hope not.
I would say there is for sure. Like somebody's done it. There's no way somebody hasn't been like, you know what, let's see what happens. Yeah. Like, just
boil up a big old pot of ranch.
Yeah. Hey, Spencer, how's that hot ranch coming?
Oh, it's gross. Oh, that smells horrible. I gotta open the windows. Like, oh my God, imagine like living in an apartment and you're like, what the fuck is somebody cooking next door? That is gross.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, what's going on in there?
You're like, nothing. Yeah. I'm not opening the door. It'll get everywhere. Oh, my God.
Now, I've lived in apartment buildings, and you'll get some scents, you know. Usually it's just like roast chicken and weed are like the two most common things.
That's actually, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And then like oddly, like sometimes like a cat.
Yeah, you'll smell, cat pee or curry or whatever the other like things are. But hot ranch would really
love it.
I
would call 911. I'd be like, what is that?
911, what's your emergency?
There's something fucking weird happening in this apartment. That's what the emergency is.
Okay,
we're going to dispatch several officers down there.
Come down here. You'll see what's up. It's weird.
Sir, what kind of drug operation is this? Is it a meth lab? Or
it's like, I don't know. Most likely.
Can only assume so.
Yeah. It's either that or hot ranch.
Like, it's definitely hot ranch.
So you went to the States last week. Yeah. What were you doing out there?
It was just like a vacation. I went to Palm Springs.
Oh, cool.
It was fun. It was bizarre. There's so many strange people there.
Is this in Florida? Or is this California?
Palm Springs, California.
I believe there's two different
Palm Springs. There is. Because I was telling everyone I was going to Florida. Well. And then when I was in California, I still thought I was in Florida.
Oh, that good old East Coast breeze coming in.
Yeah, it was weird. No, but yeah. I stayed on a golf course. Ooh. And yeah, it was fun. It was nice. But yeah. Also, like, I don't think there's anybody my age that lives there. Everybody there was born at the age of 44. Years old. it was weird. Like, yeah. People were looking at me like, where is he from? There's no way he's from here.
So you chose to vacation at a retirement community.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, it was my family and my aunt and uncle, like, were renting a place out there. So we went down there. And yeah, it was like it was weird. Even walking around the neighborhood was like this seems like I'm not allowed out. I don't know why that's like the vibe I'm getting, but I feel like this is like outside of here is like a nuke town. Like, yeah, it's so weird.
How's your shuffleboard game?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't play golf either, so I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah,
great place to stay then.
I've been there before. It's a nice place.
Yeah,
it's the golf course that he's
doing. No, yeah.
Yeah, I was at your aunt and uncle's retirement. Did they invite you?
I've been to Palm Springs. It's a nice place. It definitely moves at a slower pace. Yeah. Like literally whatever pace that they set when they reach like 70 or 80. But, you know, like, and when you're out at like 5 or 6, like that's the nightlife.
Yeah. It's a cool place. There's like there's a lot of bars and stuff like that, and there's like a lot of hiking. And the number one thing I noticed was just like horrible drivers. There's not like everybody there has incredibly nice cars, but they don't have any idea how to drive them. I saw a Corvette back up like a full 3 blocks down a highway. I was like, oh my God, that guy's going to die. And then everybody around him, nobody honked at him. They just kind of like drove around him. I was like, oh my God.
They were used to this sort of
thing. Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, no, that happens around here.
It's the dream of retirement.
You don't even have to be in a lane. It's totally fine to just drive down the middle of the road. It's so weird.
I hope to reach the age where my main mode of transportation is golf cart.
No.
Like there's also golf carts just driving on the highway.
Yeah, that's the dream.
That's a thing. Yes. Like, I was like, oh, did they steal that? Like, that's what it looks like.
I want to be smoking a butt going up the up the highway, going to buy some lamb's rum. That's what old people drink, right?
Yeah.
Lamb's rum.
Go down to Trader Joe's. Have you ever been out there? It's so good.
Trader Joe's.
There, it's like it's like a food store in the States, but they have everything, and they have.
Are you describing a grocery store right
now? Yeah, it's not really a grocery store. It's more like they have like
these. It's more like a lifestyle.
But it's something you can only do in the States. Palm Springs and
shop for groceries.
You asshole! Don't.
No, I want more details here, but you're not.
It's a specific type of, anyone who's been to Trader Joe's knows what I'm talking about, but it's like they
have like 5 different kinds of marmalade.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of place it is.
Sure. And they have lots of chocolate stuff, like rows and rows of like independently packed. I'm realizing now that I'm describing a grocery store.
But it's so much and more they than have that. Like it, fruits have, and vegetables.
Yeah. Yes. Is yeah.
There,
yeah.
Is there like a cart you can push around? Yeah, you can fill with your various food stuffs.
There is, yeah. And there's this whole section of food that is frozen.
What?
Like what?
That's is a this very paradise? Novel concept you're describing.
But if you ask for like a plastic bag there, they knock you out. I heard. I've never tried. That's the kind of place it is.
What was the vibe like out in the States? With the current climate?
Oh, like what? Yeah. I was trying to gauge that the entire time. I'm like, all right, who is racist? Like, I was like, I don't need to know who. Oh, the funniest thing that happened though was when we were there, I went to this bar with my dad, and there was like a bunch of people there, and it was when the women's hockey team lost to the United States, and I was there the next night, and this one guy was like, oh, you guys are from Canada? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, we beat you last night. I was like, yeah, you did. He was like, how are those Northern Lights helping you now?
Oh, what?
And I was like, what have you heard about Canada? Wait, that makes sense.
That is so funny. Is this guy under the impression that we get superpowers from like the cosmic radiation?
Like his buddy was like, you know, the Canadians, the reason they're so good at hockey, that was Northern Lights. Help them. Was the funniest thing I've heard.
So good.
There's a sunstorm that happens and it penetrates the atmosphere, specifically in Canada.
Yeah. And I tried to, again, I was like, wait, what do you mean? And he was like, I don't know. But I was like, no, but tell me, because I want to know what you think. Like, I want to know what's up. Who told you this? Where did you read this?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When I lived in BC, there was this guy from Texas. I wasn't in BC. I was in Seattle. I met this guy from Texas.
Yeah.
And I was describing BC to him, and I was like, I live out in Canada, up in Canada, in BC. He's like, oh yeah, BC. What's that place like? I was like, yeah, it's big. It's one of the bigger provinces. He's like, yeah, how big is it? I was like, that's maybe like a little bit bigger than Texas. And he goes completely stone faced. Nothing's bigger than
that. That's
swear to God. I was like, what the hell did you just say? Like, no, nothing's people say that.
Yeah. You're like, actually, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Where are you from, boy? Australia.
Nothing's
a little bigger than Texas.
It's a little bigger than Texas.
No, it's not.
You're going to have to show me a map, man. Nothing bigger than Texas, man.
Even showing him a map, he'd be like, no.
Yeah, no. Look how small it is on that map there. No,
that's not. I don't know where you got that map.
But. Drive for 3 days, stay in Texas the whole time.
Look, it's barely the size of your fist. It's not as big as Texas. Okay, you don't understand how maps work then. Okay.
Like, okay, sir. Yeah, there's no winning this argument, I guess.
So here's something.
Sure.
Completely digressing.
Perfect.
A couple of weeks ago, I tried a new restaurant. It's apparently a chain new to Winnipeg. It's called the Captain's Boil.
Mm,
basically, what? They bring you like a sack of seafood, like a plastic bag
you mean
full.
A sack. Okay.
Yeah, like literally like, a sack of you know crab.
Like
or pictured shrimp
like a potato
or,
bag you know, full of shrimp, and it's like dripping, and you just throws it on your
sack.
Table.
Yeah, like a pillowcase, just like a lobster.
You're like ew, and he's like eat it.
So not far off from that.
Oh my God.
So ate like a large meal of seafood. Discovered later that day I have. Probably a seafood allergy.
Oh, God. Oh,
at the very least, a extreme sensitivity to it. You know, I broke out into hives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I wasn't feeling so great afterwards.
Yeah.
A week and a half later, I returned to the Captain's Boil.
Why?
Because it was delicious.
All right. So you'll just play through
you're
the
like,
pain?
I'm willing.
I don't know if you've ever seen the show Broad City before.
That's like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, so there's an episode where Alana is going to this restaurant she loves. And
oh, yeah.
The shrimp is this thing. And she's clearly got an allergy. And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to power through.
It's so funny.
Shrimp. And by the end of the episode, it's like this.
Her eyes are like swollen shut. Yeah.
Monster.
But like, is it that good?
Well, it's real good.
But why do you do that? If you know you have a sensitivity, is it just like
I don't know? I love peanut butter, and like if I found out I was allergic to peanut butter, I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna keep eating it until I'm not allergic. That's my logic, and I'm
that's not how that not particular how, allergy works.
I'm very aware.
All right, throat, you're gonna open up way or the other.
I don't care if I'm this is the way I want to go.
We have a friend who's like deathly allergic to peanuts and peanut butter, and every time he comes over, I just like. Put a little bit of peanut butter somewhere just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens.
No. I want to try to weed him off bit. Just like, is this going to... Yeah, no.
So he's had to
you
use an EpiPen multiple times.
Yeah. Long story short, he knows the quickest way to the hospital now for my house.
I wonder if he's really allergic.
Yeah. I think he's just making this up. But okay, so you would do that to yourself just because...
Like, I did what, do that
what,
to myself.
What specifically are you, do you have a sensitivity to?
I'm not sure. I will say probably most shellfish because I've noticed after sushi in the past I've had a little bit of a bit of a breakout.
Okay.
Pretty sensitive skin to begin with, so I mean it's not hard to make me break out. You know, you get a stiff breeze and I'm scratching my arms. But here's the thing: they put like this like garlicky Cajun lemony pepper sauce on it, and like. You could smear that on a playing
Takis.
Card. Oh, if they made a like Captain's Boil flavored Takis, I would be just pounding those things.
Oh
I wouldn't be
God.
Able to record this podcast
yeah.
because my mouth would be full of Takis.
You'd probably be okay with that one too, because that one wouldn't have even like touched an actual.
Yeah, no, I mean
item.
It's a simulated Captain's Boil flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, my lovely girlfriend Karen also has a sensitivity to most like shellfish and oysters and clams and mussels and all that stuff. Yeah, she can't do it. She for sure, she discovered it the same way where she had a meal of a lot of it and then she like the next day was like, I can't do this ever again. It could just be the volume though. Do you think, or no, because you said hives, right?
Yeah. Well, like here's the thing, like. I've eaten a lot of meals where afterwards I felt like shit.
Yeah, me too.
And usually it's just due to like, you know.
It happens. The food was bad.
Yeah, yeah. I've eaten at KFC.
You have a KFC afterwards. Sensitivity.
Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm allergic to chicken. It just means that sucks and it doesn't feel good on your
The best your place in the world like to get food poisoning, this is a real thing, is the Pizza Bite. Has anybody ever been to the Pizza Bite?
Oh, my God. Are you talking about on Sherbrooke there? It's got the triangular sign that kind of like points to Illuminati or something. Yeah.
I love that place. Oh, that is so my favorite. Bad. Oh, I know. Oh, I'm very aware.
Is it real bad pizza?
Oh, it's disgusting. But at the same time, like when you go there, it's like the guy, like you're like, okay, I'm going to get like three slices of that and like five potato wedges. How much is that? And the guy goes, $4.
Oh my God. It's like, okay. You're not sure what the value of this is.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, looking at the pizza, I'm like, why is the pepperoni triangle? What? Is the pineapple just apple? This is ridiculous.
But they like pine needles and apples.
Like, I want to be like somebody was like, oh yeah, I got food poisoning from there. And I went back and complained. I was like, what did they say to
you?
Like, here's you're like, your hey, I got bucks, food man. Poisoning. And they're like, kidding. You got food poisoning.
This pizza's been under a heat lamp since yesterday.
Read the sign, buddy.
No kidding. When we close up, I put those all like in my car and leave them in there. Yeah. That's like the weirdest place, but I still eat there like after like I'm drunk. Like if you're drunk, you don't care.
No,
like,
I want some grease.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to pay a lot of money for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Give it to me.
Yeah. As like I take it to go. There's people that dine in there, and that looks so sad. It's like,
I want this shitty pizza fresh.
I want it here. Like, and then there's like that's the you really gotta be careful when you're walking past it. You gotta look inside and be like, is that guy gonna talk to me? Like you gotta like be like, that's what I don't want to get caught up in. Like when I walk in there, I'm like, I just want to get my pizza and then leave. I don't want to like see the other guy that's in there and being like, hey man, I'm from Calgary and my mom passed away. I'm like, oh good. Oh, boy, what's
how's
the easiest
that
pizza
way coming?
Out of this?
Yeah. How's that pizza, man? Oh, real bad. Real bad.
How's that pizza coming? He's like, oh, it's gross. You want some hot ranch with that?
Yeah.
You want some boiled ranch?
Call back.
All right.
Give me some of that cool ranch.
Yeah, it's also under the heat lamp.
You know, there's something to be said for that, like, masochistic, like, I'll eat food I know it doesn't agree with me. And, like, I don't even enjoy that much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other pizza places I won't name. But let's just say if you mash a certain number on your phone over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy it. I like it. It's not, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can get, like, I always get my pizza thin crust.
I used to work there.
Really?
At the call center.
Oh.
That, yeah, that was the most fun I've ever had in my life, though.
Really?
I was, like, 17, and it was hilarious, because I could put on any voice I wanted. Like, I could be anybody. I was like, hi there, I'm new, and I, like, that was my voice every time. So it was good. So much fun.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then the other, like, sometimes people will be like, well, put on a person that knows what he's doing. I'm like, okay. It's the most fun ever.
That's great. I swear by it. I get my pizza thin crust. I'm the most boring pizza order ever. I get thin crust.
What?
Shut up. You
wait,
asshole.
You have a very
no,
plain
I'm
sensibility
not letting you do this again.
So I ordered the gray Honda Civic.
I like my nothing but cheese pizza gray if possible. I get thin crust, light sauce, cheese pizza.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, well,
it's good.
Did you say cheese or did you just say thin, just sauce?
No, light sauce.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you just said sauce. I want the crust and the sauce.
Can you give me the worst parts of your pizza?
That's it.
Yeah,
please.
Some bread and some red sauce. That's all I need.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if I need a cleanse and I can't be bothered to just like drink nothing but water or you know juice or something like that, I'll just mash two on my phone.
Yeah.
Be like, please empty me out.
Oh man,
they'll it's come deliver down. Like yeah, 11 yeah, pizzas yeah. for $25 yeah. and I will so regret good. It.
Is it Domino's where you can order like you can like pick your toppings online and everything like that?
Oh, I think it's everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah you can do that now yeah. everywhere, yeah. right? Yeah. Man, one time I messed up and I just said crust and pepperoni.
Oh
like,
no.
Thin crust, pepperoni, no sauce, nothing else. And I got it. And I opened the pizza box and I was like, What? Like, I was so confused. You
think that they would have somebody in place?
Like, yeah. Someone's got to call
you. Somebody's
got
to call me.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah.
And it was like the pepperoni was like all slid to one side. Because I guess the guy took like a sharp turn.
Oh my God.
And like all the pepperoni was sliding.
Cheese or sauce to hold it in.
Nothing to hold it down.
It was just crust with a bunch of like somebody just like dropped it all on there. And then I called them because I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's what you ordered. And I was like, I guess it is. And I ate it. Like,
hell yeah.
And how was it?
It was horrible. It was like the worst thing. I tried to make it better and I didn't have any like ranch or anything. I had like lemon poppy seed dressing that like, I was like, oh that's,
that is not a good pizza.
That's
water.
Not a good pizza topper.
Hell, lemon poppy seed.
I was willing to try anything at that point. I'm like, ah, let's see it. And then I like took a bite and I was like, oh yeah, that's worse than I.
Let me just put some raspberry vinaigrette.
So what else I got here? Some caramel sauce, I guess. I don't know, some lemon juice. Yeah, that's good. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Aggressively Unfunny. Hi.
Hey. Oh, were you welcoming me back?
I guess
thanks,
so.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the warm welcome.
So, Carrie, we got to talk about your note-taking.
Oh, right, yeah. So here, if I may.
Sure.
I'm a technological sort of guy. I'm a technology fella.
That's what your business card says. Yeah.
Technology.
I shouldn't have ordered 10,000 of them.
You really double down on them for no reason.
They're so much cheaper. Yeah. So I mean, I like to incorporate tech into my life wherever I can. You know, lots of stuff is done on my phone, computer, things of that nature. I haven't really found a great way to consolidate my notes between my computer and my phone, so I've sort of resorted to the old-fashioned way. I'm scrawling it on paper, and in this case, I've got some notes here, and they're written on the back of. I won't call it the Far Side because the Far Side doesn't exist anymore, but it's a one-panel sort of comic. It's called Close to Home for those of you, you know, listening, playing along at home. I'm gonna point out. I'll describe a couple of these panels to you because they serve me well as notes.
Great medium for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, welcome to Aggressively Unfunny, where we describe unfunny comics. Okay, so the first one I'm holding here, it's an illustration of a couple of purple dragons, and they're both holding like a handful of knights in armor, and you know, clearly in the midst of battle, but not really paying too much attention. I don't have to go into too much detail about what they're doing, other than holding these knights in armor. The caption says, "Eat up! These things are loaded with iron." And it's one dragon talking to the other, clearly implying that the iron is coming from the armor.
Suits of armor, yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next one, and feel free to pass that around. I think it's important that everyone sees these. This one here, for what it's worth, it's from Monday, January the 15th, so we're going back a little ways. This is at what appears to be an art showing.
Hang on, wait. These are recent calendar entries?
This is this year's calendar. This
isn't from 1986.
This is current comedy that is being sold for money.
Yeah, that is way
this
more
year,
depressing.
2018. Yeah. So this panel, there's a sort of bunch of people standing around holding drinks. They're clearly in an art gallery. There's a sign that says art showing today, 3 to 7 p.m. by Og. And on the wall are a bunch of paintings. They're clearly like cave paintings. So, you know, someone throwing a spear at some sort of animal. They're sort of scrawled out in a stick figure sort of way. There's two people talking. The caption underneath says, "There's the artist over there talking to Dan Crane." And if you look over at where the artist is, it's a caveman in caveman gear.
Oh my Lord.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
Let me pass it around. You can all see it.
Oh my God.
So I guess the like what's important to note here is that I'm not making them any funnier by writing any of the stuff I'm writing down on them.
Oh my God.
This one, just to read what's on the back of the Dragon comic, I wrote down bag of seafood and the phrase most exciting time of the year. Because this is a premise that didn't even make it to the show.
I get it.
Basically, I had this great idea where I was going to at the top of every show say it's the most exciting time of the year, and then tell you about some mundane thing that's happening in the world
as like a
bit, like a running bit that I've clearly not committed to in any way, shape, or form. I did it the last couple
weeks. To the show's detriment, yeah. I would argue.
So last couple weeks, I don't know if you noticed. You know, you diehards out there might have noticed. Last time I said it's the most exciting time of the year. We talked about the Olympics. Oh. Prior to that, I said it's the most exciting time of the year. We talked about, I believe it was the Grammys.
I didn't even... Have you been doing that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a running bit that is for no one but me.
That is so funny.
So anyhow, it's the most exciting time of the year.
Yep.
It's school massacre time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. It's current events. That's all I had.
Okay, look, we can do better than that.
Okay, what do we got, Harris?
We got a guy... on an airplane on a Delta, okay. I think Delta,
okay.
United.
Okay.
Realize
this happens every year.
Yeah, no, this is, you know what, the airline kind of comes out okay on this one. Yeah. It's the guy. Okay. Yeah. He realized he was on the wrong plane in his seat, and instead of like letting someone know that he was on the wrong plane, flagging someone down, whatever, being escorted off the plane.
Yeah.
He pulls the emergency exit and slides off the plane.
Excuse me.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
Let me find out.
So they're like taxiing on the tarmac, like preparing to take off. And rather than alert his flight attendant and say, hey, excuse me, I think I got... Okay, let's back up a second.
Yeah, that's insane. Yep.
How did he get onto the wrong plane? At no point did anyone check his ticket.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's not easy to get on a plane, period.
Like, yeah. Is this like sneaking into an R-rated movie when you're a kid? Like, you buy a ticket for you know, I don't know, a single children's movie. The Pog movie.
Oh my God, where is that movie?
Guys, I'm looking for a Pog reboot. If no one's on top of that, I'm claiming this one right now.
United Airlines flight to New Jersey from Tampa, or from Jersey to Tampa, was unable to take off on time on Sunday evening, this past Sunday.
Okay.
After a passenger escaped the plane by opening the emergency exit door and jumping off using the inflatable slide. Yeah. Yeah, and they were grounded after that, not surprisingly.
Where was he trying to go?
That's
like, I need to know that. That's important. Because his option was Tampa. He was in Jersey and had the option of going to Florida.
That's like something you're like, I could do that. But this guy just did it. Like, he was like, oh, I want to do that. I'm doing that.
Charges are pending.
I was going to say, do you think charges are pending?
Charges are pending. Yeah. It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney. The guy, Troy Fatone? Joey Fatone, I think it is. Troy Fatone, 25. 25 years old.
25.
So, yeah. So this is a guy who's old enough to know better.
Like, yeah.
And not so old that he doesn't give a shit about anything anymore.
This guy has stuff like, wow.
So crazy.
Where was he going? I need to go know where he was going.
Does it say why he even did it?
No, he just says that he realized that he was on the wrong plane. The panic passenger was yelling that he didn't belong on a plane because it was the wrong flight.
Oh, it was the wrong flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
While flight 1640 was parked at the gate at Newark Liberty International Airport, a passenger opened the emergency exit door and departed the aircraft using the slide.
That is so funny.
I need so many more details for this to be
like, he was
in my
like,
brain.
It'd be,
oh, wait. Despite the claim he was on the wrong flight, port authorities said he was ticketed to be on the plane to Tampa. What? Maybe he just didn't realize. Maybe he was like,
he
super
just panicked.
He had last
minute. He's like, there's no way this is the right flight. And then he just got off. Yeah. Like, that's hilarious.
I love it.
I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah. Maybe he's just afraid of flying. And he like, his parents bought him the ticket. And he was like, I don't want to go back to, you know what? I mean, he's going to, what is he, going to Florida? To Tampa, never mind. Leaving New Jersey. You know what?
Oh, wow.
That's the first case of someone leaving Jersey and actually wanting to stay. That's weird. Yeah.
Just to be like...
It's a Jersey slam.
I can't. I'm so afraid of flying. I will just stay in Jersey.
I'm so afraid of flying, I'm going to slide down this 100-foot inflatable estate.
That's what you're not afraid Jersey. Of.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Does it actually like cross the Hudson and like out of Jersey into New York? Take the slide long enough.
Yeah, I know. This is something I do sometimes on the show. If I can't, if I get nothing, I'll just go to Reddit and look up.
Oh, Reddit.
News. Oh,
yeah.
It's the best.
I've got more dumb crap written on the back of these comics. If you want,
Sure. Well, you know what? It's a quick yes or nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Yes or nostalgia. Oh, Harris, you really tried to make eye contact on that one, and you even like made a little like rock claw. You tried to pull it together.
Doesn't work.
I just couldn't be corralled. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So you said you're 21. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see if this tracks. Do you remember Napster?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh my God. Okay. How about Kazaa? LimeWire.
No, I don't know. Oh, LimeWire. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But
Napster was like a precursor to LimeWire.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. LimeWire is the one that like is notorious for crashing computers. Like it crashes.
Yeah. Amongst providing porn when you think you're downloading music.
Yeah. That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely thought I was downloading music.
I thought I was downloading. That's why, Mom. I didn't download it to Mama.
Yeah. So Napster was like the first one.
Yeah.
To open the channels of downloading and sharing and
okay,
yeah, downloading music. It was great.
You could pick a song and download it.
Okay, so
is it worth being nostalgic over?
How do you feel about LimeWire? If we're just gonna jump ship. I'm gonna jump ship from this one and go to LimeWire.
Well, I hated LimeWire. So right. Here's the thing. Like, I'm not nostalgic over any music streaming. I'm not gonna be like, ugh. Remember how...
You guys remember Pandora radio?
You remember CDs? Oh,
those were the day.
I am nostalgic.
Do you remember CDs? Out with your 21?
Here we are. Yeah, my car doesn't have an aux cord, so I have to buy CDs because I will not buy a new thing.
I know a guy.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
We work at an electronics store. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Shameless plug, yeah. Okay, so I don't use CDs anymore either. I still have a whole huge collection of CDs. Don't use them. And Napster and all those downloading things, that was like the ability to download, but what you had to do, because now you can just go on Google Play and get a whole album in like a second.
Yeah.
You had to download, find the artist, find the album that you wanted, hit download, and then wait for a day. And then eventually it would just be on your computer.
That's usually how, that's how like LimeWire worked a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't be the artist or the album.
Yeah, exactly. Download. It'd be
like, what is this like German like movie that I'm watching? Sometimes it wasn't porn. Sometimes it was just like a full German movie that was like some guy made. That is a very specific thing that happened to me. But it was like, what is this?
Wait a second.
And you watched the entire movie.
Kinky German porn. This is just a German film.
This is
film.
Just a German film, and it's all in like black and white, and it all takes place in this like castle. And I was like watching it, and I was like, I did watch half of it. And then
I watched it to completion.
her clothes are coming off any minute now.
And then guess what? It didn't.
It was super hard to jerk off to, but yeah, I'm sure.
So I'm clear, are you nostalgic for slow internet speeds? Is that what you're remembering fondly now?
I don't know. I just remember a time when the internet, because like when we were 16 and 17, that was just when the internet became, 14, 15. That was like when it became such a huge thing to be able to like get anything you want, whenever you want. You just have kind of be patient, and now people can just.
Now it's like, why is it this YouTube video not working?
Yeah,
it's like I have
it's
to
been
show.
Buffering for a second and a half. I do not have the patience for this.
Somebody's like leaving. You're like, wait, this guy gets hit with a bale of hay. Just wait.
There would be those moments where you download a song on like Napster or LimeWire, and it would be like the first 2 or 3 seconds, and it go like. No. And you're like, oh, okay, so I guess I have to wait another day now to get my music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, now it's so much, like, instant gratification.
Yep.
That's true.
For better or for worse, is the best.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear that song now. I want to see this kid get smoked with a bale of hay now.
That is a great video.
I've not seen it. I'm actually going to pull it up right now. Harris, you're pulling it up.
I'm on
beautiful.
It. Yeah.
Okay, watch our Twitter and Instagram feed. Really, we're going to post this kid getting destroyed by a bale of hay. Hopefully he doesn't die. I really don't want to be
No, he doesn't. They run up to him and they're like, are you okay? And he's like, oh my God.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Oh, that's a serious bale of hay.
Wait, is it?
Oh no!
Right?
He's okay.
Like, aren't you glad you saw that now? For everybody listening at home, look it up. It's really, really funny.
It's an audio podcast, but you guys should really play along at home.
Check it out. It's super good.
Oh, no.
I don't think I'm nostalgic for slow internet speeds. Yeah. I think that's... But, the same token, I think that we've started to move a lot faster as a civilization because of, you know, internet speeds and everything. So I think that was a time when people could kind of take their time with things. You know, you'd be like, yeah, I could listen to this album tomorrow. I don't need it immediately. Whereas now it's like, yeah, give me that.
Let me tell you, back in the days of the old internet, we really appreciated waiting for something.
Exactly, yeah.
When you had 11K a second of download.
Is that, what would be?
If you time to wonder what the album is going to sound like.
like a Sam Elliott commercial.
Let's hear it. Come on.
It sounded like I was going
to get hang on.
Ford trucks.
Yeah, there it is.
No, I'm a little Texas.
I remember a time when people used to take things a little bit slower. This is a bad impression.
Sam Elliott. Nobody can do Sam Elliott. Only Sam Elliott can do Sam Elliott.
56K modem.
Guts. Glory.
You can hear his mustache. It's like...
Yeah. You know what? You need to like simulate the mustache in front
Guts,
of your mouth.
Guts. Glory. Texas.
Nothing bigger than Texas. So in answer to your question, not nostalgic for Napster or LimeWire. I am nostalgic for a day when Lars Ulrich was just crying like a child about how his multi-billions of dollars was only multi-millions of dollars.
Back when an artist could actually make waves and complain about things, and people would be like, yeah, think about the artist.
Think about the little man. He's going to have to move into a 15,000 square foot mansion. Can't sustain that 30,000 square foot mansion anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
The poor guy.
And I believe a Spotify play now gets an artist about 1/1,000th of a penny every time you listen to their music. So I think things are looking up.
Yeah.
You did it, Metallica.
Yeah, we did it.
Good job.
We made it.
I was in nostalgia.
You're in nostalgia.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess by default.
I'm going to say nostalgia.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'm a nostalgia too. Oh, look at that. We're all.
Why would you even bring that? You're not nostalgic for it.
We struggled a bit at the beginning of the show.
You were you were thinking about it, though. You're like, I want to be nostalgic.
I definitely want to. And I remember a time in being in high school and being at school and thinking, oh man, when I get home, I'm going to have that album ready to go.
Yeah.
And it's German porn.
Yeah. And you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Or good.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'm at school, like, I'm going to have that German porn right now. And it's some shitty album by Metallica or whatever. Yeah, not interested. I don't like Metallica.
And on that note.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little story of something that happened recently.
Sure.
I was browsing around on the internet. I got a targeted ad.
Oh, yeah.
For the movie Daddy's Home 2.
There's a second one.
Once I recovered from the trauma that was realizing Daddy's Home 2 exists in the world, they threw the millions of dollars at it that they needed to make it.
Oh, my God.
I was so heartbroken and distraught. I mean, my girlfriend could attest to the fact that I was staggered. I couldn't put words together for several minutes after that happened.
That's the funniest thing to be upset about. Like,
so anyhow, great movie.
Yeah, 5 stars.
5 stars, watch the whole thing.
We're at the tail end of the show here. Spencer, do you have any plugs? Anything to plug?
Nothing really other than the Winnipeg Comedy Festival that's happening on March 9th. I believe I'm doing a show at the Gas Station Arts Center, and that is the opening gala, so come to that if you can. Other than that, I host a weekly open mic comedy show at Wee Johnny's Irish Pub. It starts at 9, and if you want to sign up, it's at 8 o'clock. So, yeah.
If I want to sign up?
If anybody wants to sign up, but yeah, you too, Harris, if you want to come sign up.
You just opened up a can of worms don't want to swim in.
Flashbacks.
That we do in class.
What?
Nothing, continue.
What do you have to plug, you son of a bitch?
I guess, don't ignore your seafood allergies if you have one. Like, consider it. But having said that, that Captain's Boil sauce is delicious.
I'm totally going there.
Yeah, you should. If you like seafood and you're not definitely
allergic to it.
So. Yeah.
Are you plugging Captain's Boil? Is this how much are they paying you?
With full disclosure, I did sell them their entire sound system for the restaurant.
Yeah, so they paid you in clams. You're like, all right, fine.
Another sack of clams, please. Like, yeah.
God, I'm allergic to it, and I still love Cabin's Boy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's hilarious.
I guess I don't really have anything to plug other than, I don't know.
Can I plug something, actually?
Yes, that was the question.
Is it too late for
no,
plugs?
No, do it.
Okay, follow me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. Oh my God, thank you, Carrie.
Okay, so at Carrie Bilko.
Yeah.
My Instagram is just, I take pictures of animals and then I run them through really dumb filters.
Sure.
You gotta follow from me.
Yeah, there's no positive effect on the universe at all. Like, I'm not doing anything for the world. It's not really for artistic merit. There's nothing to be gained from it, but it's fun. So. Yeah, have some fun.
Hang on.
What are we doing? What's going on, Harris? Harris is frantically fiddling with his phone right now. He had to put his reading glasses on first.
Okay, so I started an Instagram feed for the show, and I constantly forget to actually get... Hang on. Here we go. I forget to put anything up there. So now this is like bonus material for anyone who follows.
Can you take a video of me plugging my Instagram and put it on our Instagram? Follow at Carrie Bilko. I definitely have more followers than the Aggressively Unfunny Instagram.
Follow Aggressively Unfunny on Instagram. I guess if you're watching this, you already... Oh God, I'm not good at this social media. Follow us on Twitter as well, at AGG Unfunny, and on Facebook. And that's it for us. I'm Harris Gale.
I'm Carrie Bilkowski.
And I'm Spencer Adamus.
And that'll be the show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
love you
guys. Love you.
Thank you.